Early in 1985, Juanita Williamson was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and it progressed rapidly. For 2.5 years, she had lived with the constant rumors that her son killed Debbie Carter, and she wanted to settle the issue before she passed away. Juanita was fastidious about paperwork. She had kept a detailed daily journal for decades. Her business records were perfect. Give her a minute, and she could tell any customer the dates of her last 5 appointments. She threw away nothing: paid bills, canceled checks, receipts, her children's report cards, and other mementos. She had checked her diary 100 times and knew that on the night of December 7, 1982, Ron had been at home with her. She had shared this with the police on more than one occasion. Their theory was that he could easily have sneaked out of the house, darted through a back alley, committed the crime, then returned home. Forget motive. Forget Glenn Gore's lies about seeing Ron at the coach light that night harassing Debbie Carter. Minor points. The cops had their man. But the cops also knew that Juanita Williamson was highly respected. She was devout in her Christian faith and well known throughout the Pentecostal churches. She had hundreds of customers at her beauty shop and treated them all like close friends. If Juanita took the witness stand and said Ronnie was at home on the night of the murder, the jury would believe her. Maybe her son was having problems, but he'd certainly been raised better. Now Juanita remembered something else. In 1982, video cassette rentals were becoming popular. A store down the street had discovered the business. On December 7th, Juanita rented a VCR unit and 5 of her favorite movies, which she and Ron watched until early the next morning. He was there, at home, that night, in the den, on the sofa, having a wonderful time watching old movies with his mother. And Juanita had the rental receipt. David Morris had always tended to the light legal matters Juanita needed. He admired her greatly, and as a favor he occasionally represented Ron in some of his escapades, though he was far from an ideal client. Morris listened to her story, looked at the receipt, and had no doubt she was telling the truth. He was also relieved, because he, like most folks in town, had heard the constant rumors about Ron's involvement in the Carter murder. Most of Morris's work was criminal defense, and he had little respect for the Ada police. But he knew them, and he arranged a meeting with Dennis Smith and Juanita. He even drove her down to the police station and sat with her while she explained things to Dennis Smith. The detective listened carefully, studied the rental record, and asked her if she would video a statement. Certainly. David Morris watched through a window as Juanita was placed in a chair, faced the camera, and answered Smith's questions. Driving home, she was relieved and certain that she had laid the matter to rest. If the video camera was loaded with a tape, it was never seen. If Detective Smith made a report of the interview, it was never produced in the legal proceedings that followed.